the Lord of hosts, the terrible God, the consuming fire, the impossibility specialist, the King of glory, the everlasting God. We worship and exalt you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. It is great to have you here today, the Wednesday, 18th January 2023. Today's theme is Secure Your Gate and Door. Memory verse, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Bible passage, Matthew chapter 15, verse 17 to 20. I take 19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Message of victory. Doors and gates are unavoidable in all of human endeavors. They are either physical or spiritual. Though some business premises don't have gates, but doors are unavoidable. Likewise, city, state, and country have gates. Psalm 24, verse 7 says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Jesus is the only door which all other doors and gates obey and are subject to. John chapter 10, verse 9 says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." If the door to your destiny is shut by the enemies, Jesus is capable and will speak to it today, and it shall be opened instantly. By him, we all have access by one Spirit to the Almighty God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. If your life is hid in Christ, no bullet or arrow can access you without going through him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. If your trust and confidence is in voodoo, occultism, and herbalist, you have shot yourself in the foot and walked out of the life given by Jesus. John 1, 4. Without Jesus, all you would see and experience is failure and disappointment. Likewise, if your destiny or health is shut in the prison of life, the commander of all doors will break you out in the name of Jesus. Has any power held your life in a siege and boasted like Rabshakeh of King Sennacherib that no one can deliver you? 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 10 to 13. I know of one with the name Jesus. He is your strong tower and helper. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Every captor of your life will receive a blast today in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Did you know that your mind is the gateway to your life and that you are what you think? Your love could be faked and hatred real, vice versa. You cannot hide your personality from your thoughts. Many properties and lives have been lost as a result of trusting the wrong fellow. Watch what goes in and out of your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Your heart, mind is the battleground for light and darkness. What you think and utter are the true reflection of and state of your heart. A good heart produces good fruit, and vice versa. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 to 36. If you are defeated in your mind, you are defeated in life. Numbers chapter 14, verse 33 says, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. Who killed the 10 spies? It was the defeat in their minds. Whenever you say it is finished, then it is definitely finished. Your body and life obey what your mind says. Stop the use of negative words and thoughts to gain control of your life. Goliath saw David as a grasshopper, but David saw himself as a giant slayer. Don't accept the names situation bring to you, but redefine who and what you truly are. Change what you think to become what you must be and live victoriously. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Call to action. All battles are fought in the mind. Change your mind and thought to win always. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me to give thanks to God this morning. The all-powerful God, we are grateful for your loving kindness and strength to fight for us. We thank you for our salvation, and today, in the name of Jesus Christ, hear me this morning. May your mind submit to God completely, to please Him and receive the grace to rule and reign in your life all the days of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every form of waywardness in your heart or mind to bring it into subjection of the authority of God. May God not allow your heart lead you to destruction, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the grace and strength today to change your thoughts from evil to good by the unfailing word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional FSDD is one of the best, widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word. Worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 18 18 57. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. I remain your Olumide Salako. God bless you.